7.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at Bitcoin 2013. You can go to Bitcoin2013.com and learn a lot more about this event. If you can't make it out this year, don't worry. Bitcoin 2014 is going to happen.
It's being planned.
We don't know where. We don't know when, but you can count on it, considering this event is far more of a success than they even expected it to be. They were hoping for 500 people. You guys made it happen to where over 1,000 of you signed up for this incredible event, and it does deserve a round of applause. Steve Cubby is with us here as we launch into the third hour, the third and final hour of our live Saturday show. Our toll-free number is available to you at 855-450-FREE. We will get to your calls and thoughts if you have them to share. But the phones have been mostly silent tonight because I think we've got some really interesting stories to tell.
It seems like it's always what happens with interviews is people want to hear what the person being interviewed said. And Steve, you've got a really Steve Cubby, you've got a really compelling story here because you were essentially the vanguard in bringing medical marijuana to California. The proposition passed, and law enforcement and the prosecutors didn't really know what to do about it. And
let's get violent.
Right. For whatever reason, they thought it was a great idea to throw a man with adrenal cancer in jail in order to prove their point. And there was a big reaction from the libertarian community and the medical marijuana community. They they smoked out at the jail.
We've done that in New Hampshire too.
Let me just interrupt. I think one of the high points of my life was being in jail while I could see them freaking out over everything that was going on. Because typically, as an activist, you see a giant building or an edifice, and that's all you see. You don't know what is going on in the minds of the people that you're protesting against. Well, these deputies were pissing in their pants. They came to me and they said, "You've got to do something. There's marijuana smoke getting into the ventilation system. We can't get any calls off out of the jail. This is an extreme security issue for us. Is there anything you can do to help us?"
Love how they came to you.
Absolutely. You could let me go.
Yeah.
You know, great minds work alike, because that's just what I told them.
Open the doors.
Well, we can't do that.
Well, custody, care, and control is their mantra, and at this point, they couldn't, by keeping you in custody, they couldn't control anything, so they didn't know what to do.
Watching 6'6", 300-pound deputies pissing in their pants because there's marijuana going into the air system was one of the high points of my life.
Yeah, jail does have its ups as a liberty activist. That much is for sure. Steve Cubby, you can learn more about him. Just Google his name. He's got a long history. We could talk all about your history. But you're here at the Bitcoin conference, and you were speaking, I think, earlier today, as I understand it.
Yes.
What was the topic? Can you summarize for our listeners who unfortunately could not make it?
We have the solution for the raids, for the medical marijuana dispensaries that are being bullied and harassed by the federal government. We have the answer. And the answer is very simple. When the DEA shows up, I'm picturing them getting together in the morning to have a couple of donuts. And someone says, "Hey, we're running low on money. We got to go out and hit the old ATM." And the guy says, "Yeah, well, we got, let's hit three of them. We'll get like 50 grand each."
Yeah, make a day out of it.
Make a day out of it, and get that fun back up where we like to see it, because we've
donuts
got all of
expensive.
These toys that we have to buy. I'm sorry, war
guns,
equipment
yeah.
and
right,
stuff
bombs,
that we got to buy.
So Bearcats.
They go in, they do a smash and grab.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's charged. All the money's gone.
They come in. They hold people at gunpoint in a lot of cases.
Armed robbery.
Yeah. They hold these store proprietors, the people running the medical cannabis facilities, hold them at gunpoint, and they empty them of all their cash. Do they take the pot, too, or is it just the cash?
They take the pot.
Okay. So they get the pot. They can probably do whatever they want
now,
with that.
Now, when 20 heavily armed agents came into my house and pointed, red dotted my wife, my children, and myself. When they came in and they did all this stuff, I'm a diver, so I can recognize a shark frenzy when I see it. So I got the guys to calm down. And, you know, once they calm down, they're human again. But when they go in, they are so
amped up,
there's no dealing or communicating or anything. But the thing is that it's the money that is acting as a magnet for these raids. And they are forced deliberately to deal only in money, cash, because their bank account has been frozen. Their merchant services have been shut down.
By the state of California?
No, by the feds. The feds don't even have a law to allow them to do that, so they just go and have a little talk.
With the bank.
With the bank. And the next thing, you can't get a bank account anywhere. So it's a diabolical scheme to commit armed robbery by forcing people to have to deal with cash. So here we are at the Bitcoin conference, and with one fell swoop, we can take all the cash out of the transactions. You go in, you have your smartphone, they swipe your phone, you're ID'd, your medical authorization is approved, and your wallet is loaded and ready for bear. No one's going to rob you on the way to the dispensary because you don't have any cash. You go there, you buy what you need to buy. The dispensary has now bitcoins.
Right.
And they're not going to run out to the bank and, or to an exchanger and try to get cash. They're happy to be in bitcoins because guess what? What is their biggest expense? It's the growers.
Mm-hmm.
And the growers don't want to be paid with checks or even cash. They much prefer bitcoin understand it. So we provide protection, real protection for the dispensaries, for the patients, and for the growers, just by educating them and serving as consultants.
And is that something you're doing with this Kush company?
Not only am I doing it with Kush, but look at the management team we have assembled to take on this project. I'm talking about people like our board of directors, which includes former two-term Republican Governor Gary Johnson.
Okay, yep.
Former U.S. Senator, two terms, Mike Gravel. Former LAPD Deputy Police Chief Stephen Downing. Former Orange County Superior Court Judge Jim Gray. Now, these men get it. These men understand that the drug war has got, that there has to be an exit strategy. We tried legalization. We worked together to put an initiative on the ballot again this year for full legalization.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't raise the money. And we're thinking, you know, we actually have a better situation in California than Oregon or, than Washington or Colorado. Because
how so?
It's not legal to smoke in public. If you're at a rock concert now, after these laws pass, it's a crime to fire up publicly.
In Colorado and Washington,
Not so in California. In California, it's a crime to be publicly intoxicated. But I can assure you that our attorneys have gone over all the California law. There is no law against firing up in public. Even where it says no smoking, if you typically look at those laws, it is, always refers to tobacco. So we have a lot more freedom in California just in a sense of this giant confused area of the law, which, as a libertarian, anytime the government gets confused, I'm all for that.
Absolutely. So you're communicating to the shop owners about the ideas of Bitcoin. Is that something that you and your group are up to?
We are really going for a bigger picture than that. Cubby, the name Kush really stands for Cubby Underwriting, Surety, and Holding Company.
Got it.
And we provide a firewall between, for example, I have a proposal in front of the city of South Lake Tahoe, the largest city in El Dorado County, the city that I live in, and they're experiencing $1 million a year shortfall. They have no way to cover it, but to massively cut off all the people that that we need in that city government.
Hold that thought, Steve. We're going to come back. You can stay with another segment here, I take it.
Sure.
More with Steve Covey in moments. And also, there is marijuana news about Adam Kokesh being arrested. Coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from Bitcoin 2013. We'll take your calls if you'd like to make them at 855-453, but we also have interesting folks sitting in our tremendously large studio. It's more like a hall, I think they call it.
Yeah, I think it's convention center.
A convention center, which is just a wonderful, it's been a great venue. And the Bitcoin Foundation has been fantastic. The guests have been stellar.
Yep, the sound guys, Alan and the crew over there have
been
awesome.
Yeah, big thanks to Alan. He's doing a great job, and everybody else as well, who's behind the scenes making this event the success that it has been. But it wouldn't be a success without the 1,000-plus people who have had pre-registered and then another 100-plus showing up at the door. It's incredible. And it's not over yet. We got a full day of activities tomorrow. If you want to learn more, go to Bitcoin2013.com. Coming up, updates, or news, actually, a little bit of news about Adam Kokesh being arrested, along with several others, apparently, at the Philadelphia Smokedown Prohibition. And Steve Covey, you're welcome to sit in for that news if you would like. But we're still talking a little bit about you and what you're doing these days. One time ran for governor as a Libertarian Party candidate in California. The state came after you after Proposition 215 was passed. They legalized medical marijuana. You prevailed in that conflict. And today you were describing that your company, Kush, is a firewall. And I didn't really understand what you were getting at there. So can you get into that?
Well, example is South Lake Tahoe, where they're $1 million short every year for at least the next 5 years. No way to make that up. And I went to them and I said, we'll cover that $1 million a year. You won't have to give us a penny. And you'll simply have to sign a contract with us that authorizes us to award licensing to medical marijuana dispensaries, which we'll keep over in the poor part of town, in the industrial part of town. It's not going to be storefronts, not going to be anything to disrupt your city. So they're in a very tough situation. They've got to come up with this money, but they don't want the lawsuits, they don't want the federal government. So we come in as a sort of an underwriter, and we vet all of the potential licensees. We handle the headaches. We deal with the feds. We deal with the lawsuits, and we rely upon our expert team, former governor, former senator, and such, to tell us what's important and what's not in terms of complying and keeping red flags from going up in front of the federal government.
So, where's the $1 million? You're paying this Lake Tahoe, you're paying them $1 million a year?
Yeah.
For the right to license the providers in the city? Is that
yes. Right? And even though I'm a libertarian and I absolutely hate the idea of taxes, I know of a lot of dispensaries that would pay pretty much any tax that was placed on them for the opportunity to legally distribute to their patients. So there's a higher good here in that we want to normalize, we want to get the medicine out to the patients. So we would be looking at 8 dispensaries coming up with $1 million a year. Now in Oakland, they have 8 dispensaries and they come up with $1.4 million every year. Oakland's got a bigger population, but we have a pretty big population during holidays and such. We get to like 250,000 people.
So are you doing it in Oakland as well?
No, I'm using Oakland as an example of how we can bring badly needed revenue to other cities and counties without them getting into the litigation, the hassles with the DEA and everything. We come in and underwrite everything and serve as a firewall.
And where can people go to learn more about what you're doing these days, Steve?
Well, we have KushCorporate.com, and that immediately transfers you to Kush Cosmetics.
You're selling makeup, too.
We signed a $750,000 deal with Hemp Inc. to formulate and market. They do the distribution. They also paid us 10 million shares of Hemp Inc. So they were pretty motivated to get into business with us because of the stellar management team and business plan that we have.
Wow.
So, yes, we're going to do cosmetics because we can actually create a better cosmetic than anyone can possibly buy.
With hemp oil. Hemp seed.
Well, hemp oil is part of it, but the big breakthrough is going to be cannabidiol, CBD. And you cannot produce CBD in the United States. Hmm. You can't produce products with CBD in the United States. But in foreign countries that we're talking to, we can legally produce CBD cosmetics, which will heal damaged skin.
How about that?
Which will do all the things that cosmetics promise to do, but don't do.
and or cover up.
It'll do it not by covering it up, but by actually restoring and healing damaged skin.
KushCorporate.com, the website. Steve Cubby, stick with us here, Steve, because the news is coming from IntelliHub.com. Just moments ago, writes the author here, and I'm not sure who that is, I received word from a friend at the protest. This is the Smoke Down Prohibition, the fifth installment of Smoke Down Prohibition, the civil disobedience, where it's been going on for months, apparently, at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Today, police showed up in large numbers and arrested a number of activists, organizers, and other individuals.
They do not like that independence thing at Independence Hall.
No, they don't. You will not act free.
Whoa. The only kind of freedom you can have was 200 years ago around here. Now we're in charge.
I received word from...
This is a great thing. This is really a good thing, because as long as they were ignored, they didn't really have any traction. But now that they're being arrested, they've got skin in the game. Yeah. They've got the moral high ground. I'm really happy for these guys, because they finally, after all this effort, got the authorities to overreact.
Including Adam Kokesh and organizer N.A. Poe. Mark Passio, host of What on Earth is Happening podcast and primary organizer of the Free Your Mind conference, was also handcuffed and temporarily detained by the police simply for passing out informational flyers to those who were interested. He was actually not in possession of any drugs, nor was he involved with the civil disobedience aspect of the event, yet he was still given a citation for handing out flyers in a public area. So, First Amendment, anyone?
Dangerous man.
N.A. Poe is the organizer of the event, and Adam Kokesh has become a regular speaker and promoter, each of them lighting up with hundreds of other freedom seekers each month. Every time so far, there has been no police interference, but after getting national attention for their efforts on April 20th, they must have been embarrassed, or must have embarrassed the local government and police, resulting in this show of force. They then link to a few videos here. So I'm going to take this article and post it on our Facebook page so you'll be able to see some of the videos of the Smoke Down 420. There's a video of N.A. Poe being violently kidnapped by men in costumes, and also Adam Kokesh kidnapped by those same men. Poe hosts a show called The Panic Hour and is an active freedom fighter in the Philadelphia area. And, of course, Kokesh recently made national headlines with his suggested armed march on Washington, D.C. that he's planning for the 4th of July. And it'll be interesting to see how that goes and what they're going to do with him in tandem with that, because I saw some news that this was apparently the Park Police who arrested him, that it wasn't the Philly cops, it was federal cops who arrested him in this particular smokeout protest. At today's smokeout, there were signs posted all around the perimeter threatening anyone who had drugs on them with violence and kidnap, saying, quote, the possession and or use of controlled substances is prohibited. And they did crack down today on this mass civil disobedience. As we learn more, we will certainly clue you in. And Steve, I love having you on the show. It's always great. I appreciate you coming on today.
I'm thrilled to be here. You guys are such a huge influence on so many people. I talked to
them. Thanks so much. More coming up.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on our site. Archives are included. They go all the way back to late 2006. So maybe you're brand new to the show. Maybe it's your first time listening on the radio, or maybe it's your first time listening here in our audience at Bitcoin 2013. You can get all kinds of Free Talk Live archives that go all the way back to late 2006, and you can do it for free over at freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got our SoundCloud page, where not only can you get episodes of Free Talk Live, but you can also get Edgington Post episodes. And Mark, I know you've been flitting about getting interviews with people. You've got your handheld recorder with you, and you've been interviewing interesting characters at the convention. Will some of that be showing up on the Edgington Post?
That's the intention.
So you can go and get Edgington Post episodes as they are available on our SoundCloud page. If you subscribe to the podcast, they'll automatically be delivered to you. SoundCloud.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get connected with those. And anything you really like on SoundCloud, just hit the share button, and it makes it easy to put it up on your Facebook or Twitter or WordPress or wherever it is you hang out online.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. We've been talking about Bitcoins here all evening at Bitcoin 2013. But, you know, getting Bitcoins for the average individual can be somewhat difficult. BitInstant.com makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, you know, choose from the more than million different locations that you can deposit money in order to get Bitcoins. Tell them where your account is, like maybe you've got a blockchain.info account, or maybe you've downloaded the Bitcoin client from Bitcoin.org. and then go make the deposit. By the time you get home, likely your money will be in your account by the time you get there. It's bitinstant.com.
So I got a strange email the other day, Mark, and we might want to talk about that. But I do have more news about the Adam Kokesh situation. This is breaking news. It happened earlier today in Philadelphia. They've been doing these smoke down prohibition protests, civil disobedience in, what was it, Independence Hall, I think it was. There were multiple arrests today. And according to a post on Facebook by Chris Cantwell, Adam Kokesh from AdamVersusTheMan.com has been taken captive not by Philly police, but by Federal Park Police. Chris says he spoke with a woman from the Park Police, and then the supervisor said that they have taken him to a location in the 9th District. They do not have positive identification on him right now. So it sounds as though he was prepared for the potential of an arrest and did not have ID on him. It's something that activists will frequently do to frustrate the efforts of the police and make it more difficult for them to provide to get an ID. Just to make it, you know, so their job's a little bit harder. So they don't have an ID on him yet, and apparently, according to Cantwell's post, if they don't get an ID on him within the next 30 to 50 minutes, they'll be taking him to a nearby federal detention center. He was told that people go to that location, or if people go to that location, they might be able to help get him out, possibly by providing some sort of identification. And so we don't know what is going to happen. He hasn't been processed at this point, and usually they can't process you unless they know for sure who they think that you are.
So at this event, they're going out on, what, the 20th of every month, and they're smoking out at the...
Today's the 18th.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure this out. So about once a month, they're going and smoking pot at Independence Hall in order to bring attention to marijuana, I guess?
Well, right. I mean, when you're doing engaging in civil disobedience, the purpose is to bring attention to an issue for sure. And, of course, the larger your group, the more conspicuous you become, the more attention you're likely to get. And, you know, from all indications, this has been a fairly large group. I haven't seen any estimates of the crowd size, but the pictures I've seen make it look like it has been a significant event. I'm looking at a still frame from a video, and I can't count the number of people in this. There are definitely hundreds of individuals
That's a pretty big crowd.
Who've been involved in this. Well, Philly's a big place, and it's good that people are coming out and doing this and you know, smoking cannabis in open violation of the government's prohibition against it, much in the same way that, Bitcoin users are openly using Bitcoin despite whatever threats they might feel from the federal government and state governments.
There have been very few at this point.
Well, there haven't been threats directly against Bitcoin, but there have been, the MT Gox got their bank account jacked. What was it, earlier this week, right?
Department of Homeland Security, sure. They claimed that the owner of, the CEO of Mt. Gox had not properly filled out his paperwork and claimed the wrong things as a result or whatever, and so they shut him down.
Hey, you know, I see Stephanie Murphy walking over there, and I found something out about Stephanie this weekend that I didn't even know. I mean, she's on our show, but I didn't find this out. You probably already knew, Mark, because you do the Sunday show with her. She's got another podcast that she's doing, and apparently two shows weren't enough. Stephanie Murphy has now launched a third show that she is involved with as a host, and this one's all about Bitcoin. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yep, it's called Let's Talk Bitcoin, and it's all about Bitcoin. And people complain that Free Talk Live talks about Bitcoins too much, so give them a show that talks all about Bitcoins.
When was this started? Fairly recently, right?
Yeah, it's all been happening really fast. We started about a month ago. I have two co-hosts. Adam B. Levine is the main host of the show. He does basically all the work. I kind of just show up and talk. and then Andrea Santinopoulos. And both of those guys are really involved in the Bitcoin world.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Now, two of these guys do not live in New Hampshire, so you're doing some kind of a remote connection?
Yeah, it's remote. We actually use Mumble to record, which is the software recommended by you, low latency voice chat software. It's really great. And Adam, you know, does a really professional job editing the podcast. He's been podcasting since, like, 2005, so he knows what he's doing.
Fantastic.
It's been blowing up. Like, it's becoming really popular.
Once a week?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yeah. It started off, he had wanted to start a daily show, and he called it The Daily Bitcoin. And he found me because he wanted me to do a voiceover to intro and outro the podcast.
Nice.
Because I do freelance voiceover work. So,
right.
So he asked me to do that, and I did. And, you know, he wanted me to make some commercials and some bumpers. And then pretty soon he was like,
you're pretty good.
I want you on the air. So we started doing it, and we've been recording twice a week, and it's just been really organic. I've been, like, really excited about Bitcoin, and I read about it a lot anyway, so it's kind of a natural fit.
Well, obviously it's brand new. And what's the website?
It's called letstalkbitcoin.com.
Let's Talk Bitcoin. All right. So obviously it's brand new. Have y'all monetized it at all? Are there advertisers on board yet?
Yeah, we've had advertisers, and there's a pretty significant amount of donations that are coming in from the listeners. Yeah, we're getting, you know, over... We wanted to get over a Bitcoin per show, and usually we hit that or close to it. So.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's been just great. People are really excited to have a Bitcoin-focused podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've heard there's more than one, though. I know JJ, former Free Talk Live co-host, is also now doing his own Bitcoin podcast
with
some folks in Manchester.
NeoCash Radio.
NeoCash Radio. And I heard rumor about a third one. I don't know who.
There's another one. It's called Jupiter Broadcasting, and theirs is a video podcast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But theirs is really technical. I mean, all of those shows are different, you know, like there's the Liberty Radio Network and all kinds of Liberty podcasts, but all of them are different. You know, they have a slightly different focus, and people just pick which one they want to listen to. So,
how's it been going? You've been at the Free Aid / Free State Project / anti-war.com table. I was working at it earlier, and it's like a nonstop flow of people with genuine interest and good questions. Has that been your experience?
Absolutely. Yep. We have not had a single person come to the booth who hasn't been like, yeah, this is great. Bitcoin, not bombs. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Have not had a single person say, well, I kind of like war and drones and bombs.
Yeah. I see one of them. Darth Vader actually just showed up
in
the audience.
Oh, guys, protect me.
So I'm glad to have you here. You're going to be on the show tomorrow night. And I have instructed you to select the guests tomorrow. So Mark did all the guests on Thursday night. I did them tonight. And Stephanie will be in charge tomorrow.
So we're switching off.
Each show is going to have a different kind of feel to it.
I've got my little handy voice recorder here, and we've been doing tons of interviews over the weekend.
Where will those be posted?
On letstalkbitcoin.com and porktherapy.com, show.
Perfect.
Yep.
Stephanie, thanks as always
for
coming on the program tonight. And we have a few moments remaining. Maybe you want to sneak a call in. You could do that right now at 855-453. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're here from Bitcoin 2013, and you can still take control of the airwaves. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live at Bitcoin 2013, and you could be here. San Jose Convention Center. You can show up tomorrow and get a one-day pass for the low, low price of $200 or whatever that happens to be in Bitcoin tomorrow morning when the sales will go on, and you can come in and meet over 1,000 people who are interested also in Bitcoin and have neat ideas to share and products that they're working on and services that are available. It's just a great time. Great food as well. Food's included in the price of the ticket, so you'll be taken care of here at Bitcoin 2013. So we've been throughout the night talking to an interesting group of folks, and we're going to wrap it out with someone who's got an app that I think is pretty cool sounding. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in moments.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got what you want. They've got the name brands for, you know, tents and knives and apparel and archery, air guns, holsters, you know, ammunition, rifle equipment, whatever you need, they've got it, boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family owned. You can trust them. I bought a lot of stuff there, and they've got rock bottom prices. It, really, everything I've ever bought from ManVentureOutpost.com, it has been the lowest price I've been able to find. ManVentureOutpost.com.
So, oh, sorry, Bill. I want to turn your mic on. Go ahead. Ben Morse is with us.
Hey, what's up? If you want to be a man, you got to go to ManVentureOutpost.com.
Where else would you go?
I mean, come on. You got to be a man. So, what's up, everybody? My name is.
Hey, what? Well, welcome. You're Ben Morse. You're the founder and the CTO
yes,
of
sir.
Join Me.
Yes.
JoinMe.com. That's JoinMe. I was just going to set you up here for just a moment to kind of explain how we met. Mark, you've been kind of going around the conference and, you know, checking out all the booths.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of just standing behind one of the booths.
Right.
So
we've
been going out meeting people. And people have been coming to meet the Free State Project folks and antiwar.com. And so, you know, all kinds of people come up and you hear about their story and what's going on with them. And I'm just like, almost everyone I'm talking to, I'm like, yeah, come on my show. This is a great story or a great product or whatever. And Ben came up, and we were talking at the booth, and introduced me to Join, which I haven't had a chance to put on my phone yet, but I intend.
How dare you?
I intend
How
to.
How dare you?
I've been setting up the studio. I've been doing businessy things.
That's
but
great.
I do
That's
want
great.
To
yeah.
do this because of what you told me about. And look, I'm an activist.
Right,
I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is an idea to bring 20,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people all to the same place so we can concentrate our activism and actually have an effect. Because the one problem, like, the liberty movement has
it's got the great ideas. Like, the Liberty Movement has the best ideas. They're the most moral. They're the most practical ideas of, hey, let's try leaving our neighbors alone and not aggressing against peaceful people. How about if you haven't hurt anyone else, you shouldn't be put in jail? Like, we just had Steve Covey up here, real big cannabis activist and advocate. And, you know, a lot of people have gone to jail over that, and they shouldn't have to.
And we're just paying money out just to, you know, hose innocent people haven't committed any violent crimes in jail cells. So that's pretty...
It needs to stop.
Yeah, definitely.
And in order for it to stop, the real challenge the Liberty Movement has is getting a real foothold in politics and getting a foothold as far as being effective activists, because there just aren't enough of them in the same geographic area. Well, this Free State Project solves that problem by bringing them to the same geographic area. Mark and myself, we moved back in 2006. There are constantly new people coming in. There are over 14,000 signed participants of the Free State Project at this point. So more people are going to be coming to New Hampshire. There are already over 1,100 people there. We've been hooking up with the New Hampshire natives and the people that love liberty that have been living there their whole lives.
Right, right.
And we're moving the ball forward.
Cool.
But it's always good to have tools that you can use as an activist to make things better. So, for instance, on my cell phone right now, I can pull up Bambuser or Quick.com, and these are tools that I can use to pull up a video camera, hit one button, and start broadcasting whatever it is that's happening in front of me. Maybe it's the police arresting somebody for
some
nonsense
sort of injustice,
or whatever.
And, you just want to
record it. I can stream that. Not only am I recording it, I'm streaming it online. So if the cop gets angry,
seized, if your hardware gets seized, right, it's already in the cloud, so you're good to go.
Exactly. So having useful tools like that is critical to having an effective activism movement.
Of course, definitely.
Join me, joynme.com.
So let me give you the pitch, all right? So we are focusing on active communities, focusing on cycling, running and swimming, and also triathlons by proxy. And we are trying to build a tool so that these active communities can easily connect with their members. Now, the thing about... communities is that it's in their benefit to raise membership. And so not only are we providing a tool for them to organize amongst themselves, but we're also providing a tool to share their rides out in the public, out on Twitter, out on Facebook, and things like that. So if you don't mind, what we have is we've built an app on Android, on iOS, also on our website, joynme.com. And also we've built a widget, which I'll say in a second. And because you're on every single platform, it's really easy to plan and consume these activities spontaneously. And we like to differentiate ourselves from Meetup, because Meetup is very like pre-planned activities, like something that you know is definitely going to be happening. As where with Join Me, it's like, oh, I want to go biking tomorrow because I just have an itch to like get, you know, burn some adrenaline and burn some sweat, right? And so that's where we're really focusing. And the widget that I said earlier, one of the problems with Meetup is that if you have a site and a Meetup group, you're actually driving traffic off of your website to Meetup, right? And so now you've lost visitors on your website.
Yep.
And with Join Me, we've built this widget so you can cut a hole in your webpage and install the Join Me widget right in your webpage. So if you're...
So no one has to leave.
You don't have to leave. You're actually drawing traffic to the webpage.
But let's get back for one moment
to
the concept.
Sure, of course, yeah.
So you're targeting people that are, biking, active,
That's our core group.
Which makes sense,
right?
Because they're doing things. And this is an app. Joinme.com, joynme.com, is
yes.
something for people who are doing things, and
yes.
activists are doing things,
That's
too.
True.
So, like, we might go out and cop block on a Friday night or something like that to announce...
Cop block.
I said cop block. At copblock.org is their website. But, we go out with video cameras with the intention of holding the police accountable, and it would be nice to be able to let people know about that, not just within our group, but also publicly
exactly.
as well.
Right.
And Join Me can do all of that.
Yeah, so our tool, we're not discriminating. You can use it for whatever you want. We have a free form input string, and you can invite all of your friends. And we're just basically helping you organize and connect with your friends in a really new and innovative way. And, of course, we're cross-platform, like I was explaining before. So, if that's what you guys would like to use a tool for, by all means, please download it.
Yeah, and I was watching you. You kind of gave me a demo earlier on your phone, and, I was watching it. It looked so user-friendly.
Yeah, you can plan in under 30 seconds. You can plan an activity and invite all your friends.
And it's linked in with Facebook?
Facebook and Twitter.
And Twitter,
and
so...
your address book on your phone, right? So you already have all your friends on your address book anyways, so there you go.
I mean, it seems to me I haven't downloaded it yet. I intend to do
and
that.
Again,
here.
How dare you? How dare
right?
you talk about it? Of course. Right.
And I absolutely intend to install that and, bring it back home to the activists in New Hampshire and point this out to them, because it's free.
Right. Yes.
So anybody can go to joinme.com, joinme.com, and check this thing out. I'm pretty jazzed about it, and that's why I wanted to have you on
the
show. Because it's just, you know, one of those things. You just hear it, Bitcoin 2013. You don't know who you're going to run into and what kind of cool ideas that they have to share. How long have you been doing this, Ben?
Around 2 years. Like I said, I'm the CTO, and we have a good core team. Right now we're, again, looking for funding. But, you know, we've been gotten really far on the amount of funding that we have. And it's been great. I've learned so much as far as the technology goes and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been really cool.
Could you do something with Join Me for a longer-term event, or is it only the immediate sort of thing? Like, if I wanted to plan something for next Sunday, could
I do
that?
We don't limit on how soon in the future you're able to plan. And also our next feature is reoccurring events or activities.
Nice.
Which is...
That's what I was going to ask about,
It makes a lot of sense, but in our original design where it was just like, I want to go skateboarding right now, reoccurring doesn't make sense. But now that we've sort of, not pivoted, but we've changed to focusing on these clubs and activities, that's all they do is reoccurring. So.
Right. Clubs and, you know, church groups or whatever, they may have some kind of, you know, regular activity.
A Friday night ride.
Yeah, you want
whatever.
Something you can count on
that
you know is going to be there. So I think it's fantastic. I mean, Mark, you've been obviously absorbing all this.
Yeah, I'm figuring it out, and I mean, I think I could use this in my life.
How's that?
Well, my Quaker meeting's trying to increase its membership, and so, you know, just mention on there that I'm going to a meeting in the morning on Sunday morning. And,
right, and it's also map-based, too.
Oh, yes, it's location-based, yes.
You see little points on the map, and if you want to, you can also look at public things that are going on in your area and just, oh, yeah, what are people doing that I can get involved with today?
Yep.
Cool.
So awesome. So thanks again, man. Join me, joinme.com. I really appreciate you.
Do you mind if I plug something? How much time do
we
have?
Yeah, go ahead.
Plug.
Are we on a time limit here? How's
it
work?
Very limited.
Yeah,
okay,
we are.
So I would like to plug my podcast, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
Okay?
What is it?
What is it? It's called the Port Forward Podcast, like portforwardpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. It's a tech podcast. It's really nerdy, but we're going to cover Bitcoin, and I cover security and a little bit of privacy as well.
How long have you been doing it?
Over a year. We have 30 episodes, so I don't record that often, but I absolutely love it. And I like a lot of our listeners like talking about security, whether it's cameras on ATM machines or, you know, ways you can get hacked or how to increase your personal privacy, whether it be from your neighbor or Russia or China or the government, right? So we definitely are interested in that kind of stuff.
Plug the website one more time.
Portboardpodcast.com.
That's Ben Morse from Join Me, J-Y-N-N-E.com.
And at Benathon at Twitter.
Oh, great, there you stuff. Go. And check out the School Sucks podcast with Jason Osborne in it at schoolsucks.com.
Another excellent one.
Great.
Ben, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Schoolsucksproject.com.
Very good, Mark. And we'll be back tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition right here from Bitcoin 2013 and Bitcoin2013.com.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.